From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, Earl Anthony Jr. sitting to my left. I'm Mike Pesca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Friday, May 16th, 2008. That's right, I happen to be a pretty good bowler. But this is developed into something much larger than life.
Oh, it has mushrooms.
An inter-office debate about my bowling prowess.
The other day, apropos of I have no idea what, maybe Barack Obama's bowling score, Rachel just threw out there, you know, I was a pretty good bowler. And as I said to her, oh, yeah, I bowled some. I wasn't really that good. I mean, you know. On occasion, I would get maybe close to, you know, 170. And Rachel said...
I said, there have been times, maybe a handful, less than five, when I have bowled a score of over 200.
And I said, Rachel, I don't think you know what that means.
It was incredibly insulting and patronizing.
Yes.
He was like, you know, bowling, it's like this game when you throw the pin. I mean, it was...
And in the office, everyone's been trying to trip her up, saying, so Rachel, have you ever, what about you above 300 games? You ever bowl any of those? And she knew.
Which is a perfect score, by the way. You cannot score higher than 300.
And Rachel said she had games where she threw nothing but strikes and spares.
Okay, I'm just telling you, this is how I remember. I will admit to you that there might be some self-aggrandizement. When you're 17, you kind of inflate things, but I know for a fact I have done it at least a couple of times.
And I know that I got to see that, so the bowl-off is in the works.
Oh, Lord.
And speaking of bowling, the question is, are bowling balls getting too high-tech? Are they giving you a better game than you deserve? Not you, Rachel. I mean, you earn those 200 games.
Totally.
But it is an issue that the Bowling Congress has adjourned, actually has investigated. The Congress has adjourned. Yes. And so we'll have bowling ball technology on the show.
Also coming up, a search engine that filters for black content. It's called Rushmore Drive. It's supposed to be geared towards African Americans.
Right, yeah.
And we're going to talk with the creator of the website.
Pretty interesting. Also, the best song in the world, plus new movies with Daniel Holloway, and today's headlines in just a minute, but first.
What a day in San Francisco! What a day in California! What a day for America! What a day for equality!
That's San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom yesterday after California's Supreme Court overturned the state's ban on gay marriage. The ruling opens the door for same-sex couples to begin tying the knot in 30 days.
Sounded to me like Gavin Newsom was in favor of overturning the ban?
A little bit, yeah.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
In the 4-3 decision, the court pointed to a ruling 60 years ago that struck down a ban on interracial marriage. The court said that the ban on gay marriage is akin to racial segregation. San Francisco Assistant City Attorney Terry Stewart argued the case before the California Supreme Court. Here's how she explained the ruling.
The court recognized today the equal dignity of the committed relationships of lesbian and gay people. And it even more, it recognized the fundamental equality of lesbian and gay citizens, period, whether in relationships or not.
You know, this ruling might finally convince gay people to move to San Francisco.
Well, the announcement sure touched off celebrations at San Francisco City Hall. Brad Aikens says he and his partner have already signed up.
We're feeling great. The first thing we did was go online and register to get our license at 8:15 on June 16th. We're scheduled to get married in the very first ceremony here at 10 o'clock.
San Francisco City Attorney Dennis Herrera says he hopes to see more decisions like that one in the future.
We have taken a wonderful step forward to ensuring that we are going to have marriage equality, not just here in California, but hopefully throughout this country.
Of course, not everyone is celebrating. James Dobson, chairman of the Christian group Focus on the Family, called the ruling an outrage. Glenn LaVey, spokesman for the Conservative Alliance Defense Fund, explained his group's opposition this way.
When children are raised without a mom or a dad, they're missing something. So we believe that it is in the best interest of children to have marriage, to have the government affirm marriage as a union of a man and a woman.
Conservative groups are now mobilizing to get a measure on the California ballot this November that would create a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage in the state. But Kate Kendall, spokeswoman for the National Center for Lesbian Rights, says she's not worried.
I do not believe this is a state that will endorse that constitutional amendment. I believe it will be rejected and be rejected soundly.
You can go to NPR.org throughout the day for updates on this story. Now let's get some more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.